News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Only major hospitals such as Cornwall Regional and Kingston Public will undertake the treatment of suspected Ebola cases in Jamaica. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says isolation areas at the other health facilities will only be used for holding purposes.
The whole idea is that the other hospitals, all of them, should have a isolation area. That isolation area will be a holding area, not a treatment area, because we have to be very clear about treatment versus holding area. In each region, you will have a dedicated ambulance. So it's not going to be any ambulance that is going to move a suspected case.
The health minister was addressing members of the media Wednesday following a tour of temporary Ebola isolation facilities at the Cornwall Regional Hospital in Montego Bay. Discussions are underway with the Jamaica Fire Brigade and the Jamaica Defence Force for the movement of suspected Ebola-infected persons. Jamaicans are being urged to keep informed about Ebola so they're sufficiently prepared should the disease spread to the island. This appeal from Acting Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kevin Harvey.
Make sure you have all the information about how Ebola is spread, how to protect your family, because the families are most at risk in terms of spreading from one person to the other, because it's spread from person to person through body fluid. Know where to call if you have a suspect or you know somebody who has traveled to these areas that are showing the signs, so you need to know also the signs and symptoms.
Dr. Harvey was a guest on the recently aired special GIS TV feature on Ebola and chikungunya. The one-hour special was an initiative of the Office of the Prime Minister. Jamaica's efforts to fight corruption in the public sector have been strengthened. This with the establishment of a polygraph center within the major organized crime and anti-corruption agency, MOCA. The center was officially opened Thursday at the National Police College of Jamaica, Twickenham Park, St. Catherine. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says it will be particularly useful in selecting candidates for sensitive posts across the public sector.
The increased capacity of this unit will allow us to really move to a broader vetting process in the civil service and hopefully guarantee that corrupt individuals or persons who have that intent will really not have the opportunity to serve in those sensitive posts.
The facility will house a regional school for the training of polygraph technicians. The project was completed at a cost of over $1 million through funding from the governments of Canada and the United States. The Institute of Jamaica, the IOJ, is creating an electronic portal to host a database of Jamaica's intangible culture. The intangible aspects of the Jamaican culture include stories, proverbs, and other oral traditions.
We feel as a Ministry of Culture, we've started in 2012, and we're going to continue leading this process because we believe that the preservation and protection of this intangible heritage is very, very crucial and critical for cultural preservation.
Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna. She says the initiative will help visitors to the island understand the Jamaican culture as well as provide an opportunity for its study. And the turnaround time for customers applying to the National Land Agency, the NLA, for titles has been significantly reduced through the use of its Omentum registry software. The software was developed by United States-based multinational mass media and information firm Thomson Reuters. Chief Executive Officer at the NLA, Elizabeth Steer, says the agency has been using the Omentum registry software system to streamline the land registry process while introducing breakthrough innovations to approve new land titles.
Coming into operation of all these systems, our turnaround times were markedly improved. We're able to offer to our customers shorter times, from weeks to days, and in some cases to hours, if necessary. And we were able to offer them many more services.
Mrs. Steer was speaking at a GIS think tank session Wednesday. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Aldean Campbell.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.